We are on the last Friday in August, and we're on location, and we're actually just outside the excitement of Sparkoham in Sunderland. We, of course, being Sue Royce. Sue, your thoughts so far?
Well, the studios look quite impressive from the outside, for sure. There looks to be lots going on.
They are very good, but not as impressive as the lady who's with us at present, because it is the legend that is Caroline Mitchell. Caroline, good to connect with you.
Okay, it's very nice to be here with you, and just waiting for the to see whether we can go into the
studio. Spark discipline, studio. Very important.
Yes, the microphone light is not on, but there's someone here. I'm just going to listen.
We have moved and ascended heavenwards, and Caroline, we're in the hub.
The hub has been here for around 6 months, and the idea is that all sections of the media team, students, interns, work up here on a variety of different themes, and a lot of that does feed into Spark. So there are fashion journalists, arts journalists, sports journalists, and the Spark team. This is their base, and the idea is there's quite a lot of cross-fertilisation. As you can see now, Steph is accessing the automated running order, so she
Steph,
can,
of course, who was the Volunteer of the Year, I gather.
That's right, Student Radio Awards. And so she's at the moment just checking the next programme, which is a film programme, but it's been pre-recorded. It's also a podcast. So that's going on now because the students aren't here this week.
There's still the sense of dynamism, even at a time where effectively the students are sorting various things out. It's still tangible, I think, Sue.
Yes, I'm absolutely blown away by the facility here. It's absolutely fantastic. It's a hotbed. You can tell it's a crucible of creativity, if you will.
Crucible of creativity, that sounds like a...
Actually, my daughter's 15 and she did work experience here and just thought this was, it was a bit like Google or something like, you know, it was, this kind of working environment was really exciting, and it's the kind of thing that people, young people expect now, alongside, you know, classroom stuff, you know.
You're absolutely right, and I know why Richard Burry was so excited about this whole thing. Let's go a few words with Stephanie herself. Stephanie, congratulations, Volunteer of the Year, great stuff.
Thank you.
So share with us, how did you get involved with this whole project in the first place?
A couple of years back. Basically, I wasn't really integrating into uni well, and I didn't really have that much of friends. So when it was freshers week, I was kind of on my own, and it was kind of like a temptation type thing when they are like tempted. So I managed to go there, but and then I started shadow producing Drive Time presenter. Alex Burgess has moved on to Capital, and then I started to produce for Breakfast with Damsdale, and he's moved on to Metro, and then I was given the chance to do like my own presenting in my own type of like music I'm interested in on the Urban Show on a Monday, and then moving on I got my own daytime show, and they entrusted me enough to do Breakfast over the summer, which was a bit fab really.
Sue?
I'm absolutely flabbergasted. And what's the best bit about volunteering here at Spark?
It's the people, to be honest. You have like a different range of people, from like people who are interested in certain things and everything, and we all just mesh together and like create something like really special that we can actually like bring out towards the public, and the public actually listens, which is really great.
And where are you hoping to go from here once you've done and dusted?
It's a bit far though, isn't it? I hope to do a presenting gig somewhere down south. I'm more into the urban type of music, but I'd love to do anything. I'll get my knees stuck in anything just to keep me on air.
Mm-hmm. And what are the facilities here and the people here that have sort of mentored you? What's it meant to you to be here and to do this?
Doing this for like the first time was so nerve wracking at the start, but with the support of everyone from like the lecturers to the station managers to like all the other volunteers, it's just helped me like be more comfortable in my own skin and to bring myself out there towards the listeners out there. I mean, if you see me like 2 years back, I would never have talked in air. I would have just like literally just stayed in the corner and just do everything else. But now I just can't seem to shut up.
So if you had any advice to anybody out there who wants to do volunteering, what advice would you give to them?
Do it. Like, you think it's a hard thing, but it's not. You have the support of everyone within Spark and the uni and everyone here. Just do it. Get your knees stuck in there.
That's fantastic.
So with the audio of the joy of Spark FM in the background, we're delighted to say, Caroline, it's been a fantastic experience, a snapshot of quality in the heart of Sunderland.
Well, thank you very much. I mean, it's really a team effort here. We have, at the moment, a real mixture of people working on Spark, from the student volunteer end to the staff who are teaching radio production and radio studies, to finally, I suppose, the sort of other aspects of other areas of the university are getting more involved and realising what a valuable resource Spark is and how it can be quite transformative for both students getting involved but also community partnerships that we do. So, well, it's very hard work developing those community partnerships. I think because of the university's aims within the city, which is much more about sort of developing arts and creativity and creative industries, I think the radio station is in actually a very good place.
Sue?
I'm almost lost for words at the wonder of the collaborative nature of Spark here, that everybody almost feels like they have an ownership of it and will feed in to it, no matter whether you're journalism or media production or fashion journalists in from the community. Everybody has an ownership of it. I'm thoroughly impressed.
Just beware, because as we know, the community stations are very fragile things, and I think it is good to have these, you know, the structures that we've been talking about and the partnerships. I think partnerships are really important, but it's a fragile thing, a community radio station, and things can go wrong quite easily. So the work you're doing around volunteers and making sure volunteers in all their jobs are feeling supported and that they have progression and things like that, I think that's really, really important. And I think that it's one of the core things we should be concentrating on in universities and in community stations. And I think it's really great that your research is sort of looking at this and, you know, putting the spotlight on this.
Caroline, it's been a genuine delight. Siren and Spark, as we said with Richard Berry last year, clearly we're destined to actually work together in a dynamic double act. Many thanks indeed.
It's a pleasure.